evening, everyone. I'm Chris Cahill coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. And the name of the show is Psychic Every Day. It's Psychic Every Day Radio. Back for another week of a wonderful show because I'm excited about tonight's show and I hope you are too. If you are listening at skidrowstudios.com, you can also see video. We live stream video now from this site. So just click on the video button. You'll be able to watch me while you're also hearing me. You can also catch us at stitcher.com and letting you know that all of the shows at this station, there's a lot of them now. There's more new ones starting every week these days. All of these shows are available as free podcasts on iTunes, too. So you can subscribe to my show, Psychic Every Day, on iTunes, and you can get my show to take with you wherever you go. It is a beautiful full moon night. So if you've been wondering why the energy's been so crazy, and this is where I'm going to say hi to my friends, Mindy and Jeremy. Hello, you guys. Has the full moon energy been kind of nutty for you?
I'm crazy. Oh, man. Yeah.
It's nice to see you, Mindy. Happy New Year. It's my first time seeing you this year.
I know. I've been gone for a while.
Yeah.
A good month.
Well, you're back now. Right on.
Yay.
Yeah, and hello to Jeremy. He's back there, too.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. This is my second show in 2014, and it's just really lovely to be back in the studio and see all these guys that are just amazing and wonderful to see. So it's Wednesday, January 15th, 2014. I'm not kidding about that full moon, people. And what we also have in Southern California right now are the Santa Ana winds, which if any of you don't live here and you don't know what those are, they're kind of crazy, which means that we have really hot weather and really bad air. I'm like, I didn't believe it till I came in the studio tonight and realized how bad the air is outside because it's good in here. You know, we have air conditioning. So just saying like, wow, happy full moon, happy, just a lot of intensity blowing around. And I'm really glad that I chose the topic I have for tonight. I'm working with the energy of certainty tonight. And so on days like this, when things can feel kind of fuzzy and foggy and cloudy and, you know, sort of uncertain, it's nice to be working with an energy that actually kind of cuts through it. And I'm going to be talking about what is certainty and what's that as an energy and how do you work with it? How do you use it? And I will also be giving free readings during the show tonight. My number here at Skid Row Studios is 1-800-893-9562, and I would love to hear from you. So if you would like to get a reading during the show, call on in. We'll be nice to you, and you'll get a reading. So there. So first of all, certainty. Certainty as a spiritual vibration, because that is what it is. You know, it's an energy. You can think it, you can feel it, you can have it on every level, you can know it, you can work with it, you can pretend it. You know, certainty doesn't require that you prove anything or that you actually know what you're talking about. Believe me, a lot of really good salespeople out there have a great amount of certainty, and they may not actually really always be telling you something that they know is true. Let's just put it that way. But you, as a person, as a being, and as a being in that body you have this lifetime, you get to work with certainty as a healing vibration for yourself. And it's really fun to do. Certainty is the energy of confidence, of being sure of yourself. It's a vibration. You can match yourself to a vibration of certainty, even if you're not sure where it's going to come from. And I'm going to be going into, during the show, some different ways you can get to that vibration and kind of how you work with it a little bit. You know, you already know how good it feels to have confidence on your side, you know, to be vibrating at your own energy of confidence, just to really be confident of yourself. You could be in any situation, you know, a job interview, working with a new client, going to school and trying to get good grades or know the answer to something or the rest of it, or talking to people, giving a speech or just doing your thing, like doing your radio show. And if you have a certain amount of confidence or certainty about what it is you're saying, that makes it much, much easier for you to feel like you're really, you know, you're getting somewhere, you're doing something, and that it feels good too. And a lot of times, you know, I mean, being out here in Los Angeles, I am surrounded by actors, as is everybody else here, and I happen to be married to one, and I know a number of them. And I get to talk to a lot of people who've been on auditions, you know, musicians and actors and performers who've gone on auditions. And, you know, often I've heard, more often than I can even count, somebody will come back from an audition and say, I nailed that. I nailed it doesn't mean I got the job. I nailed it means I nailed it. I did a great job. I feel good about it. And they have a certainty. And it's very funny how often the same people will say, well, the jobs I, you know, the interview or the auditions I come home from that I, you know I nailed, I usually don't get those jobs, but the ones I was really sweating over, I got those jobs. So it's kind of funny. I'm not trying to say walk around being uncertain. It's just that it's sort of a funny thing. I mean, sometimes you go in and you nail something and you know you got it. You just feel it. So there's a certain amount of preparation that goes along with that. Yes, you have to be prepared. It does help to be prepared, you know, to do your homework, to show up for yourself if it's something that really has a lot of meaning for you. And, you know, go in and have your facts and figures, have all your information, have what it is you need. Do your writing in advance, do your you know, all your rehearsing, your practicing, all the rest of it. But when it comes down to it, you can do all of that and still not be feeling certain of yourself or confident. You might still need something more. You might still be feeling like somehow there's something missing. Well, here's a couple of things for you about certainty. Feeling certain and being certain does not require you to prove it or even to be right, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. It really isn't necessary for you to have to take everybody along with you on your certainty train. You know, you can have that for yourself as an energy and not necessarily need others to sit on board and say, yeah, yeah, we're with you. You have the right to be certain. You know what you're talking about. So we're gonna say, yeah, it's okay. No, this is you. This is you working it from your end. You deciding, you know, and this can be from a lot of parts of you. This can be from your knowing. You just know something. You just know this is the deal. This is what I need to do, the step I need to take, or the people I need to see, or the thing I need to create next, or the job I need to interview for, or any of that. You could just know it. You could just have that information. You could also have that intuition kick in. Intuition is not necessarily the same thing as knowing. Intuition is a little bit fuzzier sometimes, but it's there. It's a feeling. You know, I just feel this thing. I just have this feeling I should do this. So that can help you with your certainty. But it's when your energy is your own vibration. It's how you are set, meaning like set at a particular vibration. Set at certainty is a lot easier for you than feeling like you're all invalidated and you're going to fail and you don't know what you're doing. When your energy is set at certainty, it actually attracts a lot of good things to you. It attracts other people to you. I have a caller, and we're going to get into our first reading tonight. Hello, you are on the air.
Chris, it's Karen.
Karen, I had a feeling I'd be hearing from you tonight. I was pretty certain about it.
Your certainty meter is working.
My certainty meter is working. Thank you for listening and for calling. You're my first caller tonight.
Well, love it. And, of course, love the topic as always. I have a question about certainty. So I'm in a place where I'm kind of on this sabbatical, and it's time to figure out what I might want to do next. And as opportunities come my way, I find that I'm, you know, shifting them left and right like a hockey player with a hockey puck, you know, yes, no, yes, no.
Mm-hmm, that's
good. And it's even coming down lately to what I eat. I've been a little bit sick, and there are some things that I just won't eat and others that I will eat. And I'm amazed at the certainty, like when I don't feel good, what my body definitely wants or definitely doesn't want.
That's great. Yeah.
And I don't know what the question in that is, but it has something to do, I guess it's a different level of certainty than I remember having.
Yes, and that's really the point of all of this. It's like your body and your spirit. You have a different level of certainty. What I see is this picture of, in the past, you know, in the old level of certainty, you, the being, would go to your body or your, you know, just like you'd be there kind of trying to mix it up and create some conversation or some communication. And you say, yeah, I'm certain about this. And then you'd be like, I think. And your body would just pout or rebel or say, not trust you, not trust how you were being or what it was that you were sitting in. Or because meanwhile, I'd see that what you were doing too at the time was you were doing things that you were certain you didn't like to have to be doing, but you weren't sure what your next step was. And it's not that you were being wrong. I mean, God, you know, everyone's got to make a living too, right? And there are things different choices we make. But so what I see is your body didn't trust you because you weren't listening to it as well, because your body kept telling you, I don't like going there. And you'd say, yeah, that's okay. It'll be fine. We'll get there. It's not time yet, you know, things like that. And your body and you just didn't trust each other the way that you do now. And it's not just about the body spirit, but I see overall, like your being, you as a being, just not having time. The picture I see, or, you know, to put up with the old that built up or that kind of piled up. But the picture I see with this is a picture of you. I know you said you used the hockey player image, which I really enjoyed. That was a good one. That worked really well. But the other picture I see is there's less effort even than being a hockey player. The picture is you're sitting at a table by a window and the late afternoon light, you know, that beautiful magic hour light is coming in and there's a breeze and it's nice. And you've got this little table tennis paddle and, you know, something comes in and you just gently put it this way or that way with the paddle. It's just really non-effort. There's not a lot of, I don't see you having a lot of stress over it, but I do see you just sort of watching yourself from outside of yourself and going, wow, like, how am I doing this? It's very cool. And when I look at you, you know, just a little bit up front or a little closer here, just with what it looks like your next step is with certainty, not that I have to tell you, but I'm just seeing that you, it is a lot about self-trust. Like you're learning how to really trust yourself in a way that you didn't before. And also the other part of this picture of you having a long list and you've checked off the list, the things that you wanted to eliminate, and you've eliminated quite a few of them. So it's much less complicated, even when on the days it feels pretty complicated, like it's less complicated. So that's just kind of like this overall picture. I know what you're trying to do now is create certainty about your next steps. And that's what it looks like, that you're working on that, just certainty with some of your next steps. And I don't see it as there being one way you have to go about this, but it does look to me like part of what you're doing now, it looks like you're getting yourself used to having certainty, Karen, because you weren't used to it before.
Right.
You know, you could be used to it in your job working for someone else, doing something else. And now you're in a different place where there has to be, it's like you have to redirect. You're moving the whole, you know, ocean over to you rather than having it being over certain about something else.
Right.
So it's not like you have to partition it up either or divide it up. I'll be getting more into it too in this show, you know, just like how I'm different tools to work with certainty and just things that help and all the rest of it. But that's it in a nutshell.
Excellent. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Karen. Nice talking to you. Talk to you soon.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Psychic Everyday Radio. I am Chris Cahill, your host, and really, really happy to be here for a live show tonight out of SkidRowStudios.com. We are live streaming video, and you can watch and listen if you'd like. And if you want to call in for a reading tonight, I'd be happy to give you one. My number is 1-800-893-9562. And I am doing a show about certainty. So let's see what we were just getting into right before that last caller was about you. When you set your energy at certainty, when you have a vibration of feeling it, you know, just feeling that particular level of confidence, and it doesn't have to be perfect. It's just simply deciding to have it, just deciding I'm going to be clear, I'm going to be confident, I'm going to be certain about this particular thing I'm working. It really does attract to you what it is you want. It's the opposite of feeling like you can't do anything right, in a way, you know, and I'm not trying to talk in dichotomies here so much as certainty is a healing vibration to be in. If you have your certainty about something or someone, you're pretty clear as to what's going on with that person or that situation. You have more of an awareness of what your next move is, what you need to leave behind you, who your real friends are, what it is you really want to do. Now, having certainty about something doesn't mean you have to know what your next step is necessarily. You really don't. It's more about just letting yourself have the certainty that you are going to work in this direction. You know, I'm aware of this. I know I have this, my certainty about, you know, that I really like, for example, I really like to wear the color black. So, you know, I'm not going to doubt that. And that's a kind of a silly example, but that's one of the things. You know, if you ever have a thing or kind of a question for yourself that you're going through, trying to decide if something is real or not, then it's time to kind of step up and own it, and you can create certainty. So here's a few things you don't need in order to be certain. A few things you do not need in order to be certain include, you do not need to be perfect. There's no need for you to have all the answers and have, you know, crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's and figured everything out and having all your ducks in a row and all those other, you know, different things people say about, like, in order for me to take this step, I have to do these things. You know, it has to be like somehow perfect, and whatever it takes, you know, like whatever it takes for you, if you need to have certain kinds of energy set up for yourself in order to do that, that's fine. That's wonderful. You don't need to prove anything. We've already kind of gone into that a little bit. You really don't. You don't have to get anybody else to sign on to your certainty or to jump on board. You don't have to get anybody else to, you know, say, okay, you have the right to be certain about this. So you don't need others to agree. And you don't have to tell anyone. You could have your certainty about yourself or about your work or about your creations, your own healing. And actually, I want to use that as an example a little bit. This is a big one that a lot of people do not have certainty with, and there's a reason why. We have a really hard time being certain about our own healing, healing ourselves, or giving to ourselves what we need, giving to our bodies what we need to create a healing, healthy environment. And that's on every level, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, you know, all across the board. And part of the reason is that we were taught growing up, many of us, to not really listen to our own wisdom or listen to our body's wisdom or listen to our own internal knowing or certainty about that. And it's, you know, you get a lot of kind of muck from people too when you decide you're going to do something your way and not the way everyone else is doing it in terms of healing. You know, whether that is getting a flu shot or not. You know, it's just really fun to watch social media. People argue about these things all the time. And they always ask each other questions too, like, did you get a flu shot? And if you did, why? And if you didn't, why not? And whatever, you know, just seeing what different people say and so on. But I see this as being one of the big issues that we're looking at in our evolution right now. How do we heal? How does one have certainty about one's own healing? And all healing really, when it comes down to it, on some level is self-healing. That doesn't mean we don't need other, you know, kinds of input or help or different kinds of things to help us with our healing. We all do. You know, we need different ways to create healing. But having certainty about the fact that you can heal yourself, that's a tough one, and that's a big deal. That's a wonderful one to start to work on. So if there was one place you were looking at having your certainty and you weren't certain yet which place you wanted to look, I would suggest, you know, start to look at, how do you heal yourself? How do you have certainty about that? It's definitely something you can do. And, you know, one thing you'll find is you'll have certainty about who you want to go to, you know, which healers you want to go to help you in that. That's something I've paid attention to for a long time. I think the first time I ever had a fight with a doctor, I was 19, because I was pretty certain that he didn't know what the hell he was talking about, and I did. And it turned out like that maybe 10 years later, I was right about that particular thing. There was something in the news and something he had wanted me to be on, and I said, no, I don't think that that's good for my body. And he said, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're only 19. And he was just a, you know, real snot. And years later, they took it off the market. And I went, yep, I knew it. And I was really certain of it. It was my intuition, but it was also, I just didn't like him. I think I wanted to fight with him. It was just sort of my way of doing things at the time. But I'd probably still fight with him today. Anyway, getting back to, let me stop fighting with everybody. I want to talk about increasing your certainty. But first, I want to tell you that if you call me for a reading, I am certain you will enjoy it. And the number is 1-800-893-9562. We will get into your certainty. You can ask a question, or you can just have me take a look at the energy of that for you. Whatever works. Now, here's some tools for increasing your certainty. Know yourself. Know what you want. So knowing yourself, that's a big deal. That's really the highest psychic ability that exists, is knowing yourself, knowing who you are. That means, you know, you don't have to do that perfectly either, but it really is an ability. It's a spiritual ability. Knowing you and what who you are and who you are not. So many people walk around thinking they're one thing when they're actually, they have so much piled up on top of who they are, they don't know who they are. And that's not to judge or make them wrong. It's very common. And when you start to do your own spiritual work, you start to know more and more about who you are. And then part of what goes with that is, you know, I already mentioned briefly, knowing what you want. Knowing what you want helps make it easier to be certain. A lot of people feel uncertain because they don't know what they want. And so what goes along with that is owning it. You know, owning what you want. What if you've been wanting something since you were a little kid? And then when you hit a certain age, you were told, well, the thing you want, yeah, it's a lot of competition. It's really hard. It doesn't make sense. Nobody makes money. You shouldn't do it. You should do this. This is what everybody in the family does. Hey, you can get a good job in this field. And all this stuff piles up. And then if you don't move it out of your way, you can get to a place where you realize, I don't know what I want. When actually you do underneath all of that. And kind of just moving out all of what everyone else thinks you should want. All of the judgment and the helpful information, quote unquote. And everybody trying to assist you in fitting in and being a good, you know, citizen and yada, yada. All of that gets in the way sometimes of you being your own certain person, having your own ability to be certain. Now, I'm here at my halfway point in my show tonight, and I just want to have a little station identification. You are happily, I hope, listening to SkidRowStudios.com, and I am Chris Cahill with my show, Psychic Every Day. And this is Psychic Everyday Radio. And I got to tell you a couple things. I have a blog called Psychic Everyday, and it's psychiceveryday.com. And it's a really great online free resource. I've got over 300 articles about spirituality and abilities, clairvoyance, being psychic, grounding yourself, energy healing, and all this, you know, other stuff. And it's just, you know, I get so many visitors every day. People check out my blog a lot. One of my latest things I'm writing that's on the blog, and it's a work in progress, it's called A Psychic Dictionary. It will eventually be an ebook, but right now it's a work in progress, and I'm all the way through C. I got A, B, and C done. And, you know, and it's actually, as I said, a work in progress, so there'll be more things added. So go check it out. I also have a shop with guided meditation recordings. I have classes, information about me and my work and all the rest of it. So you can subscribe to my blog, and you can also subscribe to my free weekly newsletter if you like. I send out articles and just like my specials and things like that every week. So find all of that at psychiceveryday.com. And thank you. Back to certainty. Okay, so knowing tools for increasing your certainty, for helping you have more of your own certainty. Knowing yourself, knowing what you want, already got into that, and then owning it. Ownership just means you just show up and say, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm having. You know, and if you make a mistake, you can own the mistake too. You know, I was really certain about that thing, and I went in that direction and it didn't work out. I'm owning it. Yep, I learned from that one. So ownership. You know, that's also about exhibiting a certain kind of certainty or confidence. That's a wonderful way to go about and increase your certainty. Forgive mistakes you've made. When you have made an error, when you have screwed something up, when it just didn't work out the way you thought it would, you've got to forgive yourself and let it go. And don't drag it with you, you know, along like a little sack of pain that you have to carry everywhere, because it'll make it really hard for you to have your certainty in the future. And I've got another caller. Hello there, you are on the air.
Hi, Chris, it's Gwen.
Hello, Gwen, good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, good, glad to hear your voice.
I'm waiting for more chakra workshops.
Oh, excellent. Yes, they're coming soon. I'm trying to get those all done by the end of January. So they're being written right now, and they will. And thank you for bringing that up. I have a series of chakra workshops, everybody, at psychiceveryday.com. But they're fun. Did you do all three so far that I have?
I did. I did it over the holiday.
Nice.
I put you on a loop in my house, and I heard.
You had a little chakra loop going, huh?
Yes.
That's great. The third chakra has a lot to do with certainty, but actually it's an energy that you can have on every level, so that's wonderful.
What a great tie-in.
Yeah. Well then, what would you like to, would you have a question or a comment or something?
I would love to have a reading.
All right, wonderful.
They're always so informative.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you. Do you have a question, or do you want me to just take a look at your overall energy of certainty that I see?
I think I've located what kind of a career choice I'm in a process of transition,
mm-hmm.
and I think I've got where I'm supposed to be, and I just thought I'd want to see what it looks like to you.
Oh, okay, what is it that you're choosing?
Masseusing school.
Yes, you told me that before, which I think is fantastic. I just wanted to, you know, kind of give a shout out.
And then I got an externship at a production company, a stop animation company down the street, and so I'm excited.
That's great.
I'm going to start in a few days.
Yeah, that's great. The picture I see with, will you be a registered licensed massage therapist? Is that the goal?
Yes.
Fantastic. The picture I see with that is this picture of you, the healer, you as the healer, getting some good grounded information about being the healer in your own body. And in the past, where you might have been the kind of not necessarily as conscious healer, not even thinking of yourself as a healer, but taking on energy that was you kind of being in the place of a healer, but not a conscious one. And this level of, you know, like everything you cleared and created and kind of went through last year, all the experiences have led you to this awakening of this. When I look at you as a massage therapist, I just see this picture of you getting in your body more. There's this, this does not look like the end point with your healing career. It just looks like it's a place you go to for a bit, but that it looks to me like once you get into it, you just keep expanding it. I see this picture of you, there's part of you that looks like it turns on, it's so interested in learning more about the body and healing the body. So it looks like what happens is more of your own information opens up, like your own, this is crown chakra, but your spirit, your information, your own truth, your knowing. One of the things I learned when I was becoming a teacher doing this stuff is that, and I just remember, I'll never forget one of my teachers saying, know what you know by teaching. And it's true. Anybody who teaches out there knows, you know, like when you start teaching, you bring in more of your own information. And as a healer, you know what you know about healing by being the healer who's conscious. And when I look at you as a massage therapist, I see this, like I just see this whole awareness kicking in. It just looks like it's really, that your spirit is just so happy with this move. You don't have to have a complete picture yet, Gwen, of what it's going to look like or how you'll make a living or where you'll work or all the rest of it. It looks to me like you start to, your natural ability to put things in place starts to kick in once you start getting the information, and you're doing it in a way that validates your body. And the key is, and you're getting good information now with grounding and all the rest of it, the key is making sure you get kick out everyone's energy after you work with them. And, you know, I think you know that. You'll be told that in school too, hopefully. But it looks good to me. It looks like you are just at the beginning of another cycle, you know, of your whole incarnation this lifetime. It's pretty cool.
Great.
I'm liking it. I'm pretty certain about that, too, I'll tell you.
Right on.
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Nice to hear your voice. Bye-bye. I am happy to be talking to you tonight from SkidRowStudios.com. I'm Chris Cahill talking about certainty. There's time for some more calls. So, you know, get on that. If you want to get a reading tonight and you're listening, please call in. Now, let's see. We're going into tools for increasing your certainty, ways to make it easier for you to be certain. Knowing yourself, what you want and what you want, owning it, forgiving mistakes you've made. That's huge. How many of us have not made mistakes? We all have. And if you walk around always having to go through and dredge up all the old mistakes, it's going to stop you from feeling pretty certain moving forward. And especially if you made a mistake in the past that where you were taking a chance or you were taking a risk or you were really putting yourself out there and it fell flat, like it just didn't work somehow. You've got to forgive yourself so that you don't stop yourself from having permission to do that again. Somebody just told me the other day that one of the movies that's up for Oscar, The Dallas Buyers Club, it is such a brilliant movie. If you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend it. That it got rejected 86 times. Now, I don't know if that number's true or not, but it was some like huge number. The Dallas Buyers Club, before it ever got made, and it took like 10 years of getting it together to make it. And I guess it must have, you know, I don't know, did it get rejected like 9 times a year or something like that, maybe more. But it took that long for Matthew McConaughey to make this film. And when I told my husband this, he said, well, he wouldn't have been ready to make the film 10 years ago. And I just looked at him and said, yeah, I know what you mean. You know, it's just sometimes things happen exactly when is the right time, when you're ready. And it's not a rejection. It's not you having screwed something up. If you're certain about a project or about something you're working on and you really want to make that thing happen, keep working on it and create certainty for it. You know, have your certainty. Now, here's another thing about certainty. You do not have to explain yourself. You know, this is no explanations necessary. That works for a lot of things besides certainty. But if you find that you explain everything away, you're always trying to make everybody kind of buy it. You know, like, hey, are you signed up for what I'm trying to sell right now? You know, hey, let me explain all this to you. That's not certainty. That's you kind of giving it away or not really owning. You're afraid. And that just makes you human. You're not wrong. Give yourself permission to know for yourself. Really, give yourself permission. Permission. Certainty is a lot about permission. That's one of the words I don't think I got into too much so far in tonight's show. Permission. Permission for what? Oh my gosh, permission for anything. Permission for simply being who you are, for feeling how you feel. You could be really certain about your feelings about something. You could absolutely be certain about them, and maybe nobody around you feels the same way. That doesn't not make your feelings wrong. It's one thing I like to say to people when they try to get into a proving game about being psychic or clairvoyance or something, and I'll say, yeah, you know, actually the thing about energy and about psychic abilities is, no, you can't prove them. Who are you going to prove them to? Maybe 3 people say, oh yeah, you proved it to me. And then there's like 10 more who's like, I don't know. I don't know. It didn't make sense to me. But it's kind of the same as trying to prove your feelings to somebody. You can explain them. You can describe how you feel. You can talk about how you feel. You can express a feeling, but it's not necessarily true that you will prove that to anybody. You just get to have it and own it for yourself. Your feelings are yours. No, let's see. Here's another really great tool for increasing your certainty. And this is one of my favorites, grounded meditation. You hear me talk about this every week, people. I'm telling you, if you haven't tried it yet, you don't know what you're missing. You've got to give yourself an opportunity to try to ground and to give yourself some new tools. If you're looking for more certainty and if you're looking for more permission and ways to heal yourself, Start grounding. I've got another caller. Hello, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Miriam. Hello?
Miriam, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice. Thanks for listening.
Nice to hear yours. I just tuned in. I thought this sounds like a fun topic, so.
Very cool. Well, thank you. So, do you have any comments, or would you like a reading?
I would like a reading to see what comes up, since I just tuned in and I just had read the topic and all that, and so I haven't heard much of the show, unfortunately. I'm going to go back and listen to it later.
That's okay. I know that you've been reading my stuff and you've been mostly listening, and I think that's great. So yeah, I'm talking about that energy of certainty. And when I sent out the newsletter that just came out this morning, so I talked a lot about what I'd be doing tonight, and that's what we've been going into, just ways to work with certainty and all the rest of it. So how about I take a look at what I see is just where your certainty is growing right now, or what it looks like is happening with your certainty. Would you like me to take a look at that?
Sure, please.
All right. Because that was actually, I didn't say it like this for the other people I gave a reading to tonight, but the idea of where is your certainty growing is really a lovely idea, because it grows. You can create it. And I see this picture, as I start to look at it, is this picture of you. You've been keeping it really tightly wrapped up, but in some really beautiful flowered fabric. It just looks like there's layers of different kind of patterns that are little tiny flower prints of fabric. And I don't know why flower prints, but they're soft and they're delicate and it's just really special. It looks like what you're doing is, it's not like you've been keeping it away consciously. It looks like you're unwrapping it. You're getting to it. And I see it being actually kind of at the heart of the matter. So it looks to me like for you, where you're growing certainty is a lot on a fourth chakra level. It's this self-love, but also affinity and ownership of your own self-love and love of others. And just, you know, that whole level of that ability that is contained at the fourth chakra, affinity. And I see this picture of you, and you've heard me talk about this before, self-love, affinity, all the rest of it, but really the greater, you know, one of the bigger abilities of the fourth chakra is self-image. So you might have a self-image of self-love, you might have one of being a loving person or of having affinity, or, you know, it's just a very kind, kind of compassionate place to be working, not necessarily neutral, but it doesn't have to be. That's not what it's about. And I just see this picture of you opening this, like there's this, but your movement opening it is very certain. You know, you're doing it gently, and you're doing it kind of really slowly, rhythmically. It almost looks like a tea ceremony, you know, like a Japanese tea ceremony that's just so specific and beautiful, and the movements are very measured and kind of slow, but it has space. That's really what the point is. So this picture of you opening this package, and you're being very careful because you're doing it protectively. You know, you don't want to just throw it out there. You're not trying to give it away. You want to have it. And I just see that the certainty that you're working on is a certainty about really getting closer to that fourth chakra level of you. So, because that's the place you're working this lifetime, is that level of the fourth. You were born and raised, like many of us, to kind of be working at the level of the third chakra, which is about what are you doing? And then this is adding on to that. This is not adding on to it, but this is like another level of evolution. Spiritual evolution is not what are you doing, but who are you on this level of, you know, seeing yourself? How do you see yourself, and how do you work at that level of the fourth? And it's just lovely, Miriam. Looks like it's a very nice healing place to be working. For yourself.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It was nice talking to you. Thank and you. Great to read this for you.
Same here.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I am Chris Cahill, and you are listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com, and we are real radio on the internet. And I'm telling you, you got to check out SkidRowStudios.com, the whole lineup. We have so many shows at this station now, and there are just wonderful ones, and I just keep meeting new show hosts all the time. I actually met with Julianne before her show Monday and just had a cup of tea with her and said hello and caught up. We haven't seen each other since, I think, December. And it's just nice. It's just, like, great to see people working and creating and creating this kind of thing that really is very beautiful, you know, people doing their own shows and really putting all the energy into it. And we don't have a lot of advertising or things like that, but people do kind of come in and create their own on their own shows. You know, there is advertising here, but it's not like it's overwhelming. And so I just want to say, like, I'm really grateful to have a place like this where I can come and I can be in a studio and work with it. And I wanted to let you know that I'm going to be starting something new in 2014, which is I'm going to be asking for some supporters for my show. So you can, you know, and I put this on my Psychic Everyday, my Psychic Everyday radio page on my blog, but you can help support this show. It's like listener-supported radio. You can definitely do that. And I'm just letting it be open. People can make a donation of whatever they'd like if they want to give a little support. If you would like to actually sponsor a show, if you have a business or if you have something, you know, where you'd like me to do a plug for your show on one of my shows, or for your business on one of my shows, let me know. Contact me through, you know, Skid Row or through my blog. And we can talk. But just letting you know, this is my new thing I'll be doing. I'll be asking for support this year. And I thank you for that. Now, continuing with the show about certainty, I made a list of words that I see as certainty words. Words that have to do with having your own certainty. You've heard me say a number of these throughout the show. And I'm going to add a few that kind of might be a little new too. So first of all, confidence, certainty, non-effort, okay? Effortless working or effortless creating or effortless being. Certainty can really help you be working from a place of non-effort. The reason why this is important is because when you're working from your spirit, when you're working on a creative level or from your spirit, effort gets in your way. Effort just doesn't, you know, and an effort is not the same thing here as putting the work in. There's a difference between showing up and doing your work and then going into great effort over it. When you're in effort, you can get stuck. It can feel like, oh, this is not moving. It's stuck. I can't get this thing. I don't know what to do. I can't get it done. And then you're in effort. So working from a place of certainty helps you have non-effort, which actually helps your everything flow more. It helps you get things done, helps you create. Spirit. Certainty is definitely spirit. You know, it's definitely a spiritual energy. Ownership, you heard me get into. Attitude. Attitude is also about certainty. An attitude of certainty, even if you don't feel it to your core. Now, this is another thing here about certainty. You don't have to be really completely feeling it to your core to kind of step up and own it. So it's sort of another funny little way to do it. You could actually own an attitude of certainty. You could just have your attitude of certainty. You see people do this all the time who actually are very capable and create brilliant things without necessarily having a whole bunch to back it up with. And I'm not saying that's good or bad. I think it's actually capable when someone does it. I'm like, yeah, good for you. You were able to create that right on. You know, that's wonderful. So just deciding to own that attitude of certainty, just decide to kind of match to it. It's as if you're putting on a garment that is very certain. Energy, we've gone into energy. Energy and spirit are the same thing. They really are. You talk about your spirit, you talk about your energy, you're communicating, that's kind of like the same word. And so certainty is an energy. It's a vibration. It's a tone. One of the ways that when I was trained as a clairvoyant, one of the things we would do is start to look at color and vibrations of energy as color, but also as different sorts of things. Like certainty was often seen as blue, but it doesn't have to be that for you. We would just call it certainty blue. But what if you decided that for you one day, certainty was actually a brilliant green, or another day you really liked the energy of certainty at a hot pink? So you'll see that too, how people dress themselves or how they might, you know, go out into the world. They can project an air of certainty by how they choose to look. And it might be that your air of certainty is very casual. It might be that you know, there are certain things that you wear or that you do for yourself or that you create on a body level that help you just feel more certain. It's like putting on your costume of certainty for the day. And it doesn't mean you're just being, that you're being fake at all. It just means that you're giving yourself some way of expressing your certainty or of reminding yourself that you have the permission to be certain. So that's something to look at too. If you're trying to adopt certainty as being an energy that you have more of in 2014, and you can start now, just start to notice what makes you feel confident. You know, what kinds of things that you wear or people you hang out with or certain kinds of music you might listen to or just whatever it is that helps you feel more confident. You don't have to have overcome the big problems yet. You don't have to have proved anything to anyone. You don't have to have the job. You don't have to, you know, none of that. It's just more about kind of getting yourself in gear, getting yourself sort of revved up before. Kind of like learning how to be your own cheerleader in a way that is, you know, you deciding, okay, I'm giving myself what I need so that I can have this certainty moving forward. Another certainty word, knowing, knowingness or knowing. And I talked about that a little bit earlier in the show. Knowing your own answers, you know, just knowing you when you know something. I just know that. I'm going to own that I know that particular thing, that I'm certain about it. When you have certainty and you're really working with it, you can take action. And actually, sometimes the action with certainty might be that it's time to take no action. Sometimes you'll just see, you know, and you've done this and I've done this and we've all done this. We'll get into a place where we keep trying to make it happen and we'll just do and do and do and do and just be a nonstop activity. You know, okay, if I get these 30 things done, then I will get this moving. But being in constant activity can also be another way of being uncertain, not really sitting still, sitting down, kind of being with it, getting your information, going into your certainty pictures. You know, what is it I need to have this as a certainty for myself? So action can sometimes be not taking action. It can be having the action of being. So that's another certainty word, being. Letting yourself simply be. And that's being instead of constantly doing, which is a wonderful thing. Hey, there's a time and a place for both. You know, it's not like every one thing is good all the time. That's where certainty comes in. You can say, okay, I'm pretty certain that today I need to get out there and get my butt moving and go do all these things. And then the next day it's like, well, no, that's not going to work for me today. Today it's really got to be about having space and being. Another certainty word, no doubt, doubtless, letting go of doubt, kicking doubt to the curb. Now, what comes up with doubt, the whole picture of doubt, might be that, you know, you might have your certainty, but people around you may be kind of stuck in some doubt about that. Meanwhile, you're the one with the certainty and you're trying to talk other people into, and this is like goes against one of our, you know, former rules here. You don't have to talk anybody into it. But if you run into that energy of doubt, whether it's coming from within or without, kick it aside, just move it aside. If you have people around you who constantly doubt your certainty, then shut up and stop telling them what it is you're doing. Just go do it. Own it for yourself. You really can't blame anybody if you keep giving it away. Sometimes certainty requires that you just have it. Just own it. Clarity. Clarity is another wonderful energy. Clear thinking, clear seeing, clear being. Having a clarity. Similar to certainty. Okay, another certainty word, your own truth. Your own, it's a concept, not one word, three obviously, but your own truth. Just knowing your own truth. What is it? What is it you're truthing to yourself? Validation. Certainty and validation. So, what if you've been certain about something for yourself for a long time? Like, what if you've been certain about your career path for a long time, but you're not getting much validation. You know, what if you're really showing up and you're moving in the direction and you keep doing what you think you're supposed to do and it's just not working the way you want it to work and you're just not getting the validation? It's hard sometimes to keep the certainty going. So maybe when you can kind of let go of some of the invalidation and start maybe going outside of what you've been so certain of. Now, I'm not trying to be contradictory here. I'm just mentioning that sometimes when you're so certain and you're holding on to something and then it just doesn't move, it's stuck, it doesn't go anywhere, it might be time to kind of look outside of what you've just really been holding on to and see, well, is there another, like maybe I can push this a little, maybe I can try something else. You might be being certain of something that you're holding on to out of fear. Or out of just a lack of, you know, there's no other information coming in because you've just decided this is it. And so not to throw everything else off, you know, the boat here, but just saying that sometimes when you've just really been holding on to it, look and see if that certainty maybe is not certainty, but kind of a stubbornness or a control. You're trying to control. Certainty is not control. You know, control. When you control something, you might be controlling because you're trying to be safe. That's pretty much why anybody tries to control anyone or anything. They're trying to be safe or to make themselves safe or to stay in a space of what they think safety is. And it's not, you know, it's like everybody wants to, you know, kind of be in a place where they can feel certain that they are safe. This is, you know, I want someone to give me a guarantee that I am going to be safe if I do this thing. That isn't how the world is working right now. It kind of never was. So if you can let go of control and work more toward, and here's another certainty word, trust. Trust in yourself, trust in your spirit, trust in your path, trust in what your vision is, having a vision. And if you can work from trust, you can let go of control, and then you can be more certain about your certainty. Haha. Freedom is another wonderful certainty word. Spiritual freedom, I would add to that, because that's just really a way that you can know for yourself, you know, having your own spiritual freedom, that you're on your own path. That's important. Grounding. This is a great certainty word. Grounding is a way of making your body safe. And by connecting yourself to the earth, and I talk about grounding a lot on this show. So if you're new around here, you'll hear it a lot every show. Grounding your body to the earth, grounding yourself, making it easier for your own spirit to be present, making it easier when you ground to let go of energy you've held on to that's been really uncomfortable for you or, you know, kind of weighing you down, not feeling right, letting go of other people's energy. And one thing I will offer you is go to my site, go to my website, chriskahill.com, or my blog, psychiceveryday.com, and go to my store and you will find a free, easily downloadable grounding yourself meditation. It's 20 minutes long. It's definitely worth listening to, and it's definitely worth learning about. And that, my friends, will help you with your certainty. So we're coming to the end of the show. I'm just about to sign off, and I want to say thank you, everyone who's listening, everyone who calls in, those of you who subscribe to my podcast. And if you want to subscribe, it's free. It's on iTunes. It's called Psychic Every Day. And also, if you like my podcast and you are subscribed, go ahead and leave me a review at iTunes. I would just really love it. I thank you for that. But thank you so much, everyone. I look forward to seeing you back here again next Wednesday for another live show. I want to thank Skid Row Studios. Thank you, Mindy. Thank you, Jeremy. And thank you, everybody who has helped by contributing on some level to my show, to me, to the work I do. I want to thank my wonderful husband, Noel, and I want to thank Amadeus, too, for the use of her music. So thank you all. Have a great week. Practice your certainty this week, and I'll see you next week.